Hey there, super friends. Welcome to a bonus episode of Single Player, the actual play podcast where I may be alone, but that doesn't make safety any less important. I'm your host, game master, and player, Kevin Gallagher. And while I haven't recorded any official episodes of Single Player yet, I have planned the entire first season and have a really good idea where season two is going to go. Regardless, as I was outlining the first season, I started to include safety mechanics that I was going to use in my games, and then realized that it was getting very repetitive what I was saying about safety. A lot of games suggest their own safety mechanics. You guys may use your own for certain games, others for different games, but there's always one constant. Safety is important, no matter how many people are at the table. Chris Bissett likes to add a tag in his games when he's discussing safety, and I think it's imperative to note and remember this, whether you're in a group, a duet, or by yourself. This is a story, and you are more important than it. With all that said, in this bonus episode, I'm going to go through the safety tools that I like to use, and I do use some others when I'm playing in a group setting, because it's a collaborative effort, and we want to have tools and mechanics for safety that everyone is comfortable with. For single player games in season one and going forward, these rules that I'm going to be discussing for safety will likely be what I use. If I deviate from that at all, I'll mention it in that particular episode. But I want to go over those tools I'm going to be using here. I'm also going to be establishing what safety means for single player with each tool that I select. And I should note that just because I'm establishing safety here doesn't mean that themes that I'm discussing today or those similar to it will appear in every episode. I actually suspect that they won't more often than not. That said, in those episodes where there might be some triggering themes, I will do my best to add a content warning where appropriate in each episode. And a final note before we get into single player safety, you can find more information about all the different safety tools that are available at bit.ly/TTRPG safety toolkit. The TTRPG safety toolkit is a resource co-curated by Kiana Shaw and Lauren Bryant Monk. The TTRPG Safety Toolkit is a compilation of safety tools that have been designed by members of the tabletop role-playing games community for use by players and GMs at the table. So, what exactly are safety tools? Sometimes games have content or situations where a player or GM may feel stressed out, unsafe, or otherwise they're not having fun. Safety tools are a way for players and GMs to communicate and check in before, during, and after a game to make sure everyone is still having fun and to provide the right support when needed. For solo role-playing game sessions, it's a way to ensure you don't accidentally trigger something that may make you feel stressed out, anxious, or even unsafe. When we're talking about games that involve two or more people, the key to safety tools is communication and trust. There needs to be an open and respectful communication alongside a culture of trust for these to work. As a GM, player, an organizer, you can create this culture by making it clear that the care and well-being of everyone at the table comes before the game or story. This can be done by actively listening to everyone, offering accommodations and safety tools, implementing actions when asked while not prying, because nobody owes you their trauma as an explanation. Make sure you're actively checking in before, during, and after a game. For solo play, you're not just putting trust into the content of the game that you're choosing to play, but in yourself. Regardless of the game, but especially for those that may contain stressful content, it's important to communicate that with yourself. You trust yourself to put the game down, take a minute, come back to it when you're ready, or not. It's just a game, just a story, and if it's too much, you don't ever have to come back to it. So one of my favorite safety tools is lines and veils. Lines and veils are used to set boundaries on content in a game. Lines are hard limits on content, things that the GM or the players don't want to engage in. Setting up a line means that content won't show up in the game at all. For single player, things that involve extreme harm to children or animals and sexual violence are hard lines for me. There would have to be strong narrative reason to even include that kind of content as a veil. In addition to those lines, I will do my very best to avoid isms in all my games, not just single player games. Some games fall into the trap of certain isms, and while I'm building out the galaxy of Geminis, I want it to be an inclusive place. If you guys are familiar with All My Fantasy Children, think fantasy from there. There's conflict without the BS. Moving on to veils, they are soft limits, things that are okay behind a curtain or when to cut to black. Setting up a veil means that the content might be in the game, but not spotlighted or described in great detail. Generally speaking, I don't have many veils in my games. And really, the only ones that I'm going to have that I can think of are those lines that I established earlier, that if there's a narrative reason for me to cross those lines, they would then become veils. And we'll cut to black or just kind of mention it in the background. Obviously, other things may happen as we move through season one here. So lines and veils can be adjusted as needed throughout the game. Another tool I'm a big fan of is the X card. And this tool is actually expanded in recent years to include the N and O cards as well. While I don't think I'll be necessarily using the N and O cards, I think they're important in group settings. All three of these are check-in tools. They can be used by tapping physical cards, typing the letter in the chat function of the video conferencing software you're using, or virtual tabletop you're using, or using hand signals. Or in the world of podcasting, we tend to say, let's X that. Or in the world of podcasting, we tend to say, let's X that, or something similar. Again, I won't be using these necessarily, but let's talk about them. The end card, when that is used, the group can change the content or have the scene fade to black. The O card can be used at any point if a participant wants to continue with the content. They can be also regularly prompted by the GM or whomever is telling the story by an O question mark asked out loud or in chat, or, you know, just to make sure everything is still okay with everybody. For single player, I will be using the X card, and the X card can be used at any point if a participant is uncomfortable with the content happening in the game. Since a lot of solo RPGs are prompt-based, I'll likely be using these on any kind of prompt that I'm uncomfortable with. Along the same lines, being the human that I am, if I start going down a path and it starts to veer off to a darker path that I never intended to go down, or goes towards one of those hard lines I have, I'll X that immediately. I've never really dealt with tools that are used after a session. However, if there is ever a need, whether it be based on my playthrough experience or based on a question / concern from a listener, I'll likely be using a debriefing session. Debriefing as a group, which I you know, reading about this tool recently is, I think, a great thing to have. But it's a great way to reflect on a game, identify possible issues, and highlight all the fun things to continue and work through potential bleed. Debriefing can happen right after the game or in the days following. What this essentially means is that I want your feedback. Is there anything that was touched on that was insensitive? Please let me know. You know, I will do my best to make sure that what I'm putting out there through single player isn't insensitive at all, but there's a chance that something will slip through the crack. I am a human. And like you, also a human, we all make mistakes. I just hope that if I do make a mistake, you guys let me know and call me on it. And then I'll do the work to recognize why I was caught on it, address it, and hopefully move forward with a better understanding of how to ensure that something like that doesn't happen again. I really want to, you know, call out, shout out James D'Amato and the One Shot Network for being kind of a shining example of how to handle these types of issues, because they've had things come up and James has handled it and the rest of the network has handled it, I think, the best that I've seen in the podcasting world. Guys, that's it for single player this time. That's all. It was going to be a quick bonus episode discussing safety tools. I just figured instead of having this extra 10 to 15 minutes at the top of every episode, it was easier to do it in one bonus episode. So that's it for single player this time. If you haven't already listened to episode 0, go do it now. Both that episode and this have been released concurrently. I'll be back on Thursday with Jeff Stormer's Anyone Can Wear the Mask. And as a reminder, the TTRPG Safety Toolkit is a resource co-curated by Kiana Shaw and Lauren Bryant-Monk. The TTRPG Safety Toolkit is a compilation of safety tools that have been designed by members of the tabletop role-playing games community for use by players and GMs at the table. You can find it at bit.ly/TTRPG Safety Toolkit. Be sure to head to Twitter and give the show a follow at SinglePlayerRPG for my solo role-playing game and tabletop role-playing game specific tweets. And for more of my randomness, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatNerdyKev. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a 5-star rating and review on your podcast app of choice. Podchaser and Apple Podcasts are the ones that I see directly. And while those numbers help the show to grow, I really just like to see them because it makes me feel good. You can also support the show financially at patreon.com/thatnerdykev or ko-fi.com/thatnerdykev. Single Player is a Shades of Awesome Entertainment production and is edited by Kevin Gallagher. Our intro music comes from the song Hit It and Crit by Thundering Asteroids and is used under a Creative Commons license. The Single Player logo is by Marjorie Gallery and modified by Kevin Gallagher. If you'd like to inquire about advertising rates, featuring your game on the show, or about press coverage of the show, send an email to singleplayer@crudehumorstudios.com. And remember one simple thing. This is a story, and you are more important than it. Until next time, super friends. We won't stop, we won't quit, till we hit it and crit.
Hit me 4 times. Now crit it.